You're with The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. When Hoi Le came to Seattle from Vietnam 3 years ago, she spoke no English. She was supposed to be in the 12th grade, but she had to start in 9th grade here.
The first time when we came here, we almost didn't know English at all. I cannot understand what teacher taught me, and so I don't understand what my friend said to me.
Hoi and her family moved here in search of a better life. Her father couldn't work. He had health issues due to war wounds. Hoi and her brother debated daily whether to stay in school or try to find jobs to help support the family. But Hoi ended up in a job training program run by the Vietnamese Friendship Association in Columbia City. It's funded in part by the city of Seattle. Actually, to call it a job training program is a bit of a misnomer. Every year, 400 young people get help there with English. The program provides high school tutors and job placements, and it also guides parents through the American system. Hoi graduated from Franklin High School this year with strong grades. She wants to be a pharmacist.
I will take a class on Seattle Central Community College, and after that, go to college. I want to be a pharmacist. In Vietnam, my dad had many surgery, and he was going to die at that time. His face looked pale and turned green. And his doctor said that if he come late about a few hours, he will be die. And then I think if I know about the medicine or something, I can help him and other people like him.
That's Hoi Le, an immigrant from Vietnam. Sarah Tran is director of development at the Vietnamese Friendship Associations. Ross Reynolds asked her what difficulties refugees like Hoi Le face.
I mean, it's hard for any kid growing up, right? But particularly when you're coming from another country and you're leaving behind everything that you know. You come here and you don't know the language. So I think that even stepping outside of your door is a scary thing. There's a lot of things that I think we, you know, we don't realize that we already know, whether it's going up and knowing how to introduce yourself and say hi, or knowing where to look for a job, knowing to look in the newspaper or look on Craigslist or, you know, whatever other kind of job searching sites there are. When I walk into an interview, I know that I should dress a certain way. I know that I should be arriving, you know, at least 5 to 10 minutes early. I know that I need to, you know, come up and present myself in a very confident demeanor. You know, culturally, if you're looking at other countries, coming up and presenting yourself very confidently could be seen as arrogant or brash.
So perhaps in the Vietnamese culture, one might be more self-effacing, mm-hmm. whereas in an interview, that would just be perceived as being leaning too far back, and you kind of have to get young people to lean a little bit more forward and,
exactly.
and speak confidently about themselves and assert themselves in a way maybe they're not used to.
Exactly.
So at any one time, you're working with 400 young people plus their families. Mm-hmm. What are some of the kind of key things that you want to convey to the parents to sort of reinforce the job skills or job searching skills of the young people?
Right. The parents in Vietnam, you know, hopefully they were able to find work. A lot of them do come from very poor families, so even there they would have been struggling to find jobs. But the ways that they grew up and are used to doing things are very different than what their children are going to be encountering here when going out into the workforce. So, you know, we'll sit down and we'll talk to them first and foremost about how to make sure that their child is going to be able to graduate high school, you know, get that high school diploma. And then after that, talking about, well, what are the different types of, you know, career pathways that are available here in the U.S.? Because that's different as well, right? And what is it, just about having the educational credentials, or is it about getting internships and work experience and the value of volunteerism, right? Because these things also don't exist in Vietnam.
Does that ever result in kind of misunderstandings within the family that you have to kind of make the parents understand, no, it's important for this young person to do this?
There definitely is. And that's something that, you know, I actually find a lot of value in, are those difficult conversations about how you raise children. How do you, you know, have a strong family when you're navigating, for instance, the idea of going out on field trips overnight? So, you know, here we do a lot of experiential education, right, if we can. You know, you might take the students out into the woods or something like that to learn about biology or nature. But that is not something that is at all done in Vietnam and can be very scary to the parents, this idea that you would take their children somewhere that they don't know overnight.
They'd be afraid?
They'd be terrified. I think a lot of people in the Vietnamese community actually suffer from PTSD. And I think that oftentimes we think of PTSD as only affecting those who were actually in the war. But, you know, when those people become parents, that also affects their children. My father was in the war. He fought in the war. My mother, both my mother and father lost family in the war. And, you know, even though I was not there, you know, they were afraid to let me go on overnight trips. They were afraid to let me sometimes do extracurricular activities just outside of school hours, simply because they have been through that, you know, that heartbreaking experience of not knowing what's going to happen. And when that comes down the line, that being the loss of people who, you know, mean the world to them.
Sarah Tran is Director of Development at the Vietnamese Friendship Association. We've been talking about your programs for young people and their families. What other kinds of programs do you offer?
I think that right now, our big emphasis is on getting people to actually vote, not just register to vote. And there's a very low percentage of voting and registration within the Vietnamese community, but actually getting them out there to the polls, right? And understanding the issues, too, and feeling like their opinions are important.
That's so interesting to me. I've talked to people in the Latino community that's been here much longer than the Vietnamese mm-hmm. community. And the fact that although there are many Latinos here, there's not a lot of political power here. Mm-hmm. There are not a lot of candidates running, say, compared to California, where there are also – there's a huge Latino community. Is it the same for the Vietnamese community?
I think that it is. My observation is that for a lot of immigrant and refugee communities, coming here – you're running from something or you're trying to pursue something better. So I think that, you know, when you get here, you almost feel like, well, I need to keep my head down and I need to keep a low profile and just work hard. And then hopefully the rewards will come, right? But that also means that people don't raise their voices and necessarily vocalize the challenges and barriers that they face. And looking at the Vietnamese community in particular, I think that it's in the past, you know, not been reached out to as much, as well as itself been kind of insular in trying to just maintain a low profile and not cause any unwanted tension or conflict. And also the value of respect as well, right? So kind of respect for authority or just respect for people who are giving you the opportunity, right, to hopefully have a better life. I think the same thing happens when you look at the way that parents engage with the education system here is that, you know, here in America with American families, the idea is we have parent-teacher conferences, PTAs or PTOs, right? Different ways that parents should be getting involved. In Vietnam, the idea is if you respect the teacher and you respect the education system, you should be taking a step back. You should be letting them do what they're supposed to do.
Thank you very much for coming by and talking to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ross Reynolds spoke with Sarah Tran, Director of Development at the Vietnamese Friendship Association.